We're talking this morning with Peggy Mulhall, who works in business partnerships at the Wells Fargo Center for the Arts, and is very pleased to tell us about a continuing partnership they've got going with the Target Company. How's it going to work, Peggy?
We've chosen two schools in our community, Steel Lane Elementary and Luther Burbank Elementary School. Both have over 98% of the children that attend those schools are in the free or reduced lunch programs. And in conjunction with Target, we've developed this literacy program where we have taken all of the third grade classes in those two particular schools. We choose three programs throughout our season. And these programs have a literacy component because they are based on a book. So we buy books, and the Target team members, in conjunction with Wells Fargo, go into the schools, and we give each one of the children in each of the third grades a copy of the book.
Sounds great. So what's the book that you're starting with today?
We'll be doing Angelina Ballerina. And the Target team members read the book to the children. And the children all get to keep the book, which may not sound like a lot, but the first year we did this program, last year, I handed a book to a young man, and he looked up at me, and he said, "Do I get to keep this book?" And I said, "Yes." And he said, "I've never had a book of my own before."
That's pretty potent stuff right there. But as I understand it, that's not where it ends. There's still more.
A week later, we will be presenting the live performance of Angelina Ballerina. And we'll supply the buses, and we'll go pick up these 150 children, and we'll bring them to the center with free tickets that have, again, been provided by the Target Corporation. And they will see the book that they read in their classroom come to life on the stage. And then after the performance is over, we empty the theater and they move down front and the performers come out and spend about 10 minutes with these children. And that part is just incredible. And then we serve the children milk and cookies.
And all of this is just the first of three outings that you're going to do with them.
We will do it in February with Peter Pan, and we will do it in March for Cinderella. So three times these 150 children will be touched by the fact that they've had a book, they've had the book read to them, they've been able to read the book and then see the book come to life on the stage.
Peggy Mulhall, thanks very much for talking with us this morning on The Exchange.